Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. I have a short announcement. Very sad one. I received an email yesterday from James in Ontario, Canada. And he was under the impression that Kurt Wilson had passed away in the last few days. And he remembered that I mentioned that he was sick and in the ICU. He had COVID. And so as a result, he sent me an email yesterday, and I was wondering if, you know, what the status was. And let me just read my email to James on the air. James, as a result of your email, I just made that call that I really did not want to hear the answer to. Kurt Wilson has passed away. You're the first to know. I will be rebroadcasting my last class with Kurt on Thanksgiving Day. Two wonderful hours that I enjoyed with Kurt. Thank you for your concern, Vincent. So Kurt Wilson has passed away. I believe it was last Thursday. He was taken to the hospital, had a heart attack. He did have COVID, and he never regained consciousness. He had neurological damage as a result. His kidneys had shut down, and his EEG was not good. So that's his brain waves, and he did pass away. So it's been a very tough month for USA Prepares. We lost instructor John Stadtmiller. And the specifics around his death are being kept close. I don't know what they are. But I have my suspicions. And he had a rash on his arm. He mentioned it on the air publicly. It was not for anybody specific to hear. It was just public information. And that was on October 21st. So if you want to hear that broadcast, you can go to Republic Broadcasting and download the archive, October 21. And you can listen to hour number one. Caller called in and asked how he's doing. He kind of had a nervous laugh, and he talked about his skin bubbling up on his arm. It looked like Swiss cheese. And he did not finish hour number two. He had one of the other talk show hosts take that hour for him. And I've been in that position where I got a last-minute call from the board operator, as they call him over there at Republic Broadcasting. And the call would be, hey, John wants you to take the, you know, the next hour, or John wants you to do the show for him. And usually those weren't, you know, requests that you could say no to. And I always responded, sure, be glad to. So no notice, and I think that's what happened on John Stadtmiller's last broadcast. And so, and that was the last time he was heard on the air. He died on November 5th. And if you look up And there are reports that he died of a heart attack. And I don't know. And he said he had this rash, and it looked like, you know, Swiss cheese on his arm. And if you look up some of the symptoms of COVID, you'll find that that is a symptom of COVID. Now, I'm sure I'm going to get beat up for saying that. Not on Genesis Communications Network, but probably other places. I have my suspicions that, you know, the Republic Broadcasting has been saying COVID is fake fraud, and to use their term, BS, and they've been saying it nonstop for almost 2 years. I absolutely disagree. And I was, as well as the rest of USA Prepares, thrown off Republic Broadcasting because of that was one of the main reasons, one of the three main reasons, because I refused to say it was fake and fraud and BS. I said it was real, as deadly, and as serious, and it was expensive. And you could die from it. And so I have my questions as to whether John Stadtmuller died of COVID or not, I believe. Yeah, I think he did. I'm sorry to say. And I believe that Kurt Wilson died of COVID. I was told that he had COVID. He tested positively for it. And he and his family went to a location, a public location, and there were four of them that went, and they all got really sick right away, and they recovered. They used the alternative protocols, ivermectin, etc., and he had a relapse, and he succumbed to the relapse, massive heart attack, and that's another symptom of COVID, massive heart attack. So that's two instructors in a month, less than a month. And very, very sad. So my suggestion is to all of those who are in our class, please consider that COVID is absolutely, positively real, deadly, expensive. And there are lifelong effects from it, as well as from what is being touted as the vaccine, also known as the kill shot. So be extremely careful. Use good hygiene. And the sun is a great disinfectant, the ultraviolet light of the sun. In our case, when mail comes in, we wait to pick up the mail. We put it in the back of the truck, or we spread it around so it's in the sunlight with gloves. We turn it over after a while. And typically we don't read the mail for a couple days. And same with packages. We don't take delivery. Nobody comes unannounced or unwelcome to our farm. Nobody. The gate's locked. And we're the only family I know around here who hasn't gotten COVID. All of our neighbors have. And some of them almost died from it. Rich Eben's with us today. Welcome, Rich Eben.
Well, thank you, Vince. Yeah, my condolences to the Wilson and Stadtmuller family. I didn't know Kurt Wilson, but I know you said a lot of good things about him over the years, and you guys were pretty tight. And, yeah, he lived in Idaho, not too far from me, I believe. Is that correct, Vince?
Yes, he lived in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and he had a store, physical presence store called Survival Enterprises. And he had his political views, and he was not a fan of the Democrat Party, that's for sure. And he, you know, he was a true man. I mean, he was a man's man.
Yeah. Well, the Democrat Party, and one thing we've done here on this broadcast is give thousands of reasons why to show that the Democrat Party is complicit in the takedown and takeover of our country. And you mentioned the vaccination, so I'm going to start with that real quick, Vince. Just a couple of facts that I dug up over this past week for this broadcast. Vaccinated people are 9 times more likely to be hospitalized than unvaxxed. And I want you to think about all these stories that are coming out, folks, hiding the vaccination deaths. And they're using terms like sudden adult syndrome, died suddenly, unidentifiable causes, unknown. So all these catchphrases you're going to be seeing on a regular basis, and even accidents, and this is as per the insurance company data, because they're in business to make money from you. Accidents involving moving vehicles are up over 600%, and that includes people who are driving and they lose consciousness, at least semi-consciousness, and they're even hitting pedestrians, up over 600%. I've used many, many of these articles termed vaccidents. And also remember, a lot of it is fake by the elite to make you take this vax. There's a recent video involving Mariah Carey, the singer, showing that she got a fake vaccine on video. Look, it's pretty obvious what they're trying to do right here. And regarding the so-called testing for COVID, none of it has proven to be accurate, like the PCR test and all these other tests that have come out that have been recalled by the government by the millions because people found out about this. This is called democide, folks, murder by government. And they're doing everything possible to make sure that you get the vaccination. In fact, there was a California couple, they set up a dating app for non-vaccinated people. They got arrested. I want you to think about that. So this is why they do things like lockdowns, because they hide the vaccination death. It's analogous to what we've used the masks, how they hide the identities of brown shirts and other criminals who work for the elite. We have to be aware of all these schemes, and we have to look at facts, objective facts. We have to look at math. We are letting cognitive dissonance, Stockholm syndrome, and pride and ego not believe what's happening, especially with the takeover of the Democrat Party. This is not Kennedy's party. Okay, this is, it's totally been hijacked. I mean, look at the virtues you need for getting a job with government and big corporations. Now, it used to be like hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, abilities, skill sets, merit, being an American. Now it's about being an American sellout. Now you have to be a proponent of totalitarianism, being a proponent of science being allowed to be bought and paid for, being a proponent of communism and Marxism, corruption, the spin of the mainstream media, division, lies, gaslighting, fraud, treason, sedition, hating your country, promoting victim group status and protectionist group status, being a proponent of normalizing and legalizing pedophilia. Aristocracy. It's pretty obvious. One thing I've mentioned, and I've been very, very, I've harped on this, and I've given economics and math. It's not about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, equity, inclusiveness. These are all politically correct buzzwords hijacking the definition of those words. The rich have gotten richer. It's not about those other words. They use those other words to basically say, hey, vote for me. But it's not. We're in a lawless society. We are no longer a nation of laws. We're promoting racketeering, collusion, narrative selling. This is where America is today. And this is why we bring it to light. We appreciate you being here. We'll be back after this break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Now, Rich, I'd like to connect a dot on something that you've said. You were talking about vaccidents, the combination of vaccine and accidents. And there's a term in the insurance industry, specifically automobile insurance, and it's a defense. So let's say a group of pedestrians are on the sidewalk in the city, any city in the United States, and all of a sudden this vehicle jumps the curb and mows down one, two, or more of those people. And they're injured and maybe even killed. Well, what the insurance companies do is they say, well, that was, and you've heard this on the news. Well, he was a senior citizen. We think he had a heart attack and he jumped the curb. That's what they say. We think he had a heart attack. Well, what insurance companies use as a defense against paying a claim is something called a sudden and unexpected medical emergency. So if the operator of the vehicle has a sudden and unexpected medical emergency, the insurance companies don't pay the claim for those who have been injured by the vehicle who mowed down those people on the sidewalk. Now, Rich used the term vaccidents. So I have a feeling, and I have been right dead center in the middle of one of these sudden and unexpected medical emergencies where a guy crashed into my dad and put him in the hospital for months, surgical trauma intensive care. You know, the bill was $300,000. The same team that worked on Christopher Reeves, Superman, when he was thrown off his horse and broke his neck. Same team worked on my dad. And it was really expensive. And I'm glad that they did, and they did a great job. But the insurance company that my dad had, Farm Bureau of Virginia, said they weren't going to pay the claim until the other company, until the guy that crashed into my dad's company, which was USAA, admitted liability. And they wouldn't admit liability. So no claim was paid. And I had to fight this to the ninth degree, including building a website and naming the names. And it took a court case to force the insurance company to pay the medical bills, which we were insured for. But the defense was, well, that guy was probably dead. The guy that crashed in your dad is probably dead. He experienced a sudden and unexpected medical emergency. So, Finelli, you prove that he wasn't dead behind the wheel. Now, how do you do that? What I'm saying, class, is expect an uptick, a massive uptick in car crashes, as Rich was just talking about, and you won't be able to get indemnified against the loss because the insurance companies will claim sudden and unexpected medical emergencies. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, and keep in mind, we've mentioned some of these articles, folks, that if you've been vaccinated, your life insurance is no longer valid. This is why I go through all these articles, folks. It's not just to show credibility and authenticity and verify these published articles in the public domain so you can have information to pass on to your friends and family. But these are credible. I do my best to vet the authenticity of all these articles. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to make a quick announcement. Today is the day that half of our country's attorney generals are suing the federal government for election fraud thanks to the efforts of hero Michael Lindell. So I just want people to be aware of what's happening today. This is a significant moment. And if, I hate to say it, but there's so much evidence out there. I myself have given over 200 pieces of election voter fraud and foreign interference. Everybody knows that the biggest election was won in history by Donald J. Trump. And we have a lawless society where nothing is being done. So what I'm going to do before I go into election fraud, I just want to talk about the lawless society that we're in and make a couple of comments here. First of all, FBI whistleblower reveals Biden DOJ activated counterterrorism division against protesting parents. FBI used Sergey Milian for illegally entrapment of the Trump campaign. This is with Carter Page. Next, FBI raids home of county clerk and whistleblower Tina Peters, the state official who refused to wipe election data from the...
Hold that thought. We're going to a break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The three men charged in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia, has reached closing arguments in the racially charged trial. Gregory McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and their neighbor William Bryan have pled not guilty. The prosecutors are due to make their final rebuttal on Tuesday before the jury begins deliberations.
This court has found that there appears to be intentional discrimination in the panel.
Superior Court Judge Timothy Walmsley. The Department of Justice on Monday reached a tentative lawsuit settlement with families of victims from a February 2018 mass shooting at a school in Parkland, Florida. 17 souls died that day when authorities failed to step in both before and during the attack, most notably the FBI. The FBI acknowledged after the massacre that it did not follow proper procedures after receiving a tip in January of 2018 that Nicholas Cruz was going to explode. Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty last month to 17 counts of murder. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Journalism in America is being questioned as mainstream media chooses to support stories that don't shine a light on the bad, based on whom it will hurt. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn on Newsmax claims stories on Hunter Biden are not being covered because of his name.
Indeed, it is very interesting that the mainstream press will not talk about Hunter Biden, will not talk about the Chinese Communist Party or the way that the Biden administration is very, very lax when it comes to dealing with China. And indeed, the phone call that President Xi had requested, the video conference that Biden participated in, he did that at Xi's request. But did he make any demands? Did he say, only if you will work with us in the WHO to get to the bottom of the COVID investigation? No, he did not. Did he make demands when it comes to trade or when it comes to great power competition or their debt diplomacy or the Belt and Road Initiative? Of course not. He didn't do that. He wanted to say, old buddy, old friend, we ought to be able to handle this situation and lower the temperature. But the Chinese Communist Party has one goal, and that one goal is global domination. They want to take the U.S. down.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, sir, and I always appreciate you letting me exercise our First Amendment right, where over a million combat soldiers literally died for our freedoms and liberties. Okay, I was talking about before the break, folks, about some of the FBI scandals, and I don't know if I finished this article, but FBI raids home of county clerk and whistleblower Tina Peters because this is the state official who refused to wipe election data off the books. Because it's illegal. So she went by the rule of law. So her home got raided. She is a gold star mother and lost her 27-year-old combat soldier fighting for us. And FBI raids her home.
The next article, FBI has reportedly been investigating parents who speak at school board meetings. Black Lives Matter protests outside Kenosha Courthouse threatening more violence, and the title of this video is, Where is the FBI? FBI use unnecessary brute force on America's mom founder. Look, I'm not making any of this stuff up, folks. And this is just to prove that there's no rule of law. I'm going to kind of go off into a little tangent here before I can. Kyle Rittenhouse tells Tucker Carlson, Lynn Wood helped me, held me in jail for 87 days. I'm hearing a lot of bad things about Lynn Wood. It's looking like he is an actor. So-called victims, Kyle Rittenhouse shot a pedophile, a woman beater, and a domestic abuser in self-defense. You know, I would like to see the Democrats, because they're sticking up for pedophilia so much, I would like to see them disavow pedophilia with the same intensity that they went after Kyle Rittenhouse all these months. Republicans asked them to disavow pedophilia like they've asked President Trump to disavow everything else. Next, the Independent falsely claims Rittenhouse shot three black men. We all know they were three white men. Next, prosecutors withheld exculpatory evidence from the Rittenhouse defense team. You can't make this stuff up, people. MSNBC banned from Rittenhouse trial because an employee was following the jury bus. Look at all the threats these people get. San Francisco police to investigate an officer who blamed progressive policies for the burglaries, which is absolutely 100% true. Look, I'm not going to have time to go through all this stuff today because I want to do some election fraud and COVID and general news. But folks, especially for those of you in the FBI, I have given articles where the articles have literally called you a national security threat. KGB, brown shirts, Nazis, SS, Gestapo. Where is your oath, FBI? Where is your oath? Remember, fraud has no statute of limitations. When you literally, through your actions, say that America is no longer a nation of laws, this is very disturbing. And we have to start asking the red Republican states, why are we allowing these agencies in our states? You know, I read books about what the Nazis and the Germans did back in World War II. And they were the people who joined the Gestapo and the SS. The family and friends didn't want to be around them because they were looking behind their back wondering if you were going to tattletale, if you were going to arrest them, if you were going to raid their house. Are you proud of this? Do you think being an American sellout warrants pride? See, this is why I talk about the delegitimization of work, because no one's doing their job. What happens when you've disgraced your profession? Do you guys, what's morale like in your office? When you pass somebody in the hallway, do you look at them in the eyes and have a conversation? Or are you afraid that someone's going to backstab you or tattletale on you? I'm just curious. These articles are despicable. Very, very sad. When you look at the millions of combat soldiers who fought, bled, and died for you, this is how you treat them? And regarding this, we all know that the Kyle Rittenhouse trial was all about taking guns from law-abiding citizens and ending the Second Amendment. But how come we don't have the same intensity from the mainstream media when it comes to Lightfoot, Chicago, where 31 people were shot over the weekend, or cars plowing into parades, people who were left, criminals who ran over people not that long ago in a car, who is a pedophile, who used their 16-year-old girlfriend asked her out. That's not adult mutual consensual sex. It's disgraceful. Is there anybody in government who cares about hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications? Is there anybody in government willing to stand up publicly and say, we have lowered our bars of standards and expectations for a job so much, we're no longer valid? This is what happens when you do this. You enable and protect the most corrupt and give them liability immunity. We are giving free lunch to the elite because so many useful idiots are out there protecting their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun instead of protecting America. We're literally erasing the rule of law with precedence, and I've connected these dots for a very long time. This is very disturbing. Okay, I'm going to do a little election fraud. Vince, I really appreciate you. I can see I'm not going to be able to get through most of this, but I'm going to get through as much as I can. Keep in mind, in Arizona, folks, Biden was supposed to have won by like 10,500 votes, but yet the audit officials found 700,000 or more questionable ballots and discrepancies. I want you to think about that math, people. Just think about how corrupt the United States of America now is. I mean, all these frauds, irregularities, obstruction of justice, you know, found from the forensic audit report. Do you know that 9,000 more mail-in ballots came in? Maricopa County received, 9,000 more mail-in ballots than it mailed out. How is that possible? How come the report revealed 165,000 more ballots scanned and counted than were collected and imaged? How come the report determined 28,000 ballots were cast by individuals who moved prior to the election? This is all illegal. This is all fraud, people. Do you understand fraud? This is very disturbing. Next article. Democrats in Virginia are now asking for recounts to prevent the House from going to the Republicans. But God forbid, here we are a year after the election plus, and we're not getting our recounts. Next, Washington State election official caught on video says writing a name on a napkin counts as a ballot. I wish I had more time. Next, record number Islamic candidates win elections across the U.S. So prepare for Sharia law, America. We're going to be in Sharia law shortly. This is what happens when we don't speak up, when we allow the consequences of political correctness to occur, unchecked for decades. Next, whistleblower releases video of Delaware County, Pennsylvania elections. Officials destroying evidence in the back room. Video. And yet, it's not decertified. Should be at least null and void. Caught on video. Wisconsin election officials admitted to telling election officials to break the law before the 2020 presidential election. You see, folks, we are a lawless country. We do no longer have a rule of law. Okay, I'm going to shortcut my shortcuts here, folks, because I have a lot of stuff on the quote-unquote vaccines, which pretty much every physician, researcher, and scientist now is calling a bioweapon. And I want to read an obituary. This is for the Granada family. Michael Anthony Granada, who died on November 1st, 2021 from complications from taking the Moderna COVID experimental shot / bioweapon. This is in Mike's own words. Quote, many nurses and non-nursing staff begged me and my wife to get the truth out to the public about the COVID-19 vaccines because the truth of deaths from the vaccine was being hidden within the medical profession. I promised I would get the message out. This is Michael Granata talking, who just recently died on November 1st, a few weeks ago. So here is my message. I was afraid of getting the vaccine for fear that I might die. At the instance of my doctor, I gave in to the pressure to get vaccinated. On August 17th, I received the Moderna vaccine and started feeling ill 3 days later. I never recovered but continued to get worse. I developed multi-system inflammation and multi-system failure that medical professionals could not stop. My muscles disappeared as if to disintegrate. I was in the ICU for several weeks and stabbed with needles up to 24 times a day. For those several weeks, while also receiving 6 or 7 IVs at the same time, continuously, I was in constant torture that I cannot describe. I was no longer treated as a human with feelings and a life. I was nothing more than a COVID vaccine human guinea pig, and the doctors excited to participate in my facilitating progression unto death. If you want to know more, please ask my wife. I wish I would never have gotten vaccinated. If you are not vaccinated, don't do it unless you are ready to suffer and die. These are quotes from Mike. Mike was a good and honest man and was kind, considerate, and always polite. His family said he did not deserve the pain and suffering he endured and that he deserved better. And there's a testimony to Mike that his family wrote. I recommend you read that. This is real, real thing. And when we come back, I have a very disturbing presentation I'm going to go through very quickly from Dr. David Martin regarding the people who have who are patent on these drugs for their own personal benefit. We'll be right back after this.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, Vince. I really appreciate this, Vince. I just have so much information. I apologize to you for hogging up so much of the microphone, but there's so much information that people need to hear. Dr. David Martin, folks, right before the break, I talked about how he created a COVID orchestra board of trustees, and basically he's titling this as the names of people who are killing humanity. And I want you to, there's 36 names on this list. I'm just going to mention a few because of time. Al Gore, former vice president. Andre Hoffman, vice chairman of Roche, which is another pharmaceutical company. Bill Gates and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We all know who he is, right? Christine Lagarde, president of the European Central Bank. Are you listening, folks? David Rubenstein, co-founder and co-executive chairman of the Carlyle Group, which is affiliated with the Bushes, which is affiliated with the Virginia so-called Republican new governor. Are you listening? Julie Sweet, chief executive order, Accenture. Klaus Schwab. We all know who Klaus Schwab is, right? World Economic Forum. Larry Page, Google. Lawrence Fink, chair and chief executive order of officer of BlackRock. Are you listening, people? Mark Carney, United Nations Special Envoy for Climate Change and Finance with the United Nations. Mark Schneider, Chief Executive Order Officer of Nestle. Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. Wow. Look, folks, I'm not going to mention any more because of time, but I want you to think of all the people who are exempt, all the organizations and institutions exempt from the so-called jab, from liability. Congress, including its staff, over 12,000 people. CDC, FDA, 30,000 people. the White House, over 600,000 U.S. Postal Service workers, because they were paid to rig the elections. Remember? 80,000 Health and Human Services employees. Almost 3 million so far, and there's probably close to 10 from what President Trump is saying, illegal, unvetted immigrants who got packets of ivermectin as they came across the border illegally. 8 million Chinese exchange students, big pharma across the board, liability and immunity. And all this evidence of China infiltrating the FDA, Pfizer, military bases. Never mind the fact that the Harvard study reported less than 1% regarding the VAERS study reported adverse events. Less than 1% is really reported. People, these organizations, these institutions, these individuals not only have bioweapon immunity and liability protection, they're making a fortune from you. Okay. I'm going to go to more information on healthcare. Next, Bill Gates warns terrorists will try to use smallpox as a biological weapon. Think about this. Think about this. You know, there's all this talk, people, about, oh, the 2022 election, it's going to be the biggest Republican landslide in history. Do you really think that they're going to allow us to get there with legitimate voting? When they found smallpox, they found smallpox biological weapon. Think about this. I want you to think about this. And then Bill Gates is spending $319 million to mainstream media to support his agenda. Basically, it's so they can promote positive things about him. It's PR. But think about if there's going to be, you really think there's going to be midterm elections if people are finding smallpox vials? Okay, we could talk about this for hours. I don't have the time. I forgot to mention a couple of articles here. Antifa activist smashes in GOP senator's office with an axe and gets probation, and the FBI gives him back the axe. And, of course, bomb threat at Manhattan FBI headquarters. Is this a false flag? Are they promoting their own bomb threat? Would any of this, even Tucker Carlson talked about the FBI raiding Project Veritas. This is totally, quote, third world and is an attack on press freedom. We're not just third world banana republic, folks. We are now a failed state. Because that's what we used to call third world. So forget about the midterm elections if we don't fix 2020. And that's what Mike Lindell's doing right now, and the attorney generals for half the country are doing. We hope the Supreme Court takes this case. If the Supreme Court doesn't take this case, then America may be done. And I hope I'm wrong. We appreciate you being here. We'll see you shortly for hour two.
Yeah, and there'll be a link to Dr. David Martin, who they are, the names and the faces, on the BitChute post on the Ron Gibson channel for USA Prepares Today. Rich Eben and I'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.